Whenever you are waiting or you are free, but your Zuban will not be free. Your Zuban will be, the tongue must be always in the remembrance of Allah all the time. In Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi was so great that he always carried his tasbih in his hand. Someone told him, Hazrat, you've been so great and you have and yet you still carrying the tasbih. He said, this is a muzakkir, this is reminding me. It's reminding that which reminded me all the time, how can I leave it? So we have to also have a reminder all the time, that reminding us of Allah Ta'ala, remembering Him all the time, we have a tasbih all the time. Whatever kind of tasbih you have, but if you're using the tasbih and it does not remind you, then what's the benefit? So, more important is this month, the remembrance of the day all the time. Not a second it must be forgotten. That it must become like this, that when you're doing something, it does not remind you anymore, it's a part of you. Until and unless that condition does not come into you, there's a defect in you. It must become second nature. That only can come into a person when he's got one quality in him, which is called tawazu. Which is called tawazu. Tawazu is so important that he must have humility all the time, every second, every moment. When you show Allah Ta'ala that tawazu only is for him, then you show him that 24 hours, Ya Allah, I need you. Then we know that you need Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. How are you supposed to behave? The condition of zikr to make all the time is His presence. Allah is present in front of me, not a second away from me. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya, La tahzan inna Allah, Allah is with me. This condition must be with us 24 hours, Allah is with me. Now this condition, if it's with you 24 hours, will you commit any sin? Sharam aati hai, the shame, he's looking at me. When you're looking towards someone wrong too, straight away, he's looking at me, you turn away, sharam. Like a father and a son, and the son does something wrong, but you see the father quickly, he keeps away from it because he says, I don't want to hurt my father. So when you are prepared to don't hurt your father, then Allah Ta'ala, how much you must be. So this condition must come into us, that any sin that you want to commit also, that thought of sin will not come into you when continuously combating it to make sure that you're not doing it. The only way a person can get this condition in him to combat it all the time. Do not become victim of it. Whether it's your eyes, whether it's your eyes, you don't become victim of it. Whether it's your tongue, because the most dangerous sin is the tongue. The tongue causes all the harm in this world. Until unless you do not have the contact or control of combating it, and the only way is to keep silent. Anyone who keeps silent, the most important thing is control your tongue. Why are you speaking? For what you are speaking? What made you speak? So we have to learn to what? Exercising ourselves to keep silent. And the only way you can keep silent is stay alone. See? You stay with people. What do you want to stay with people for? What's the reason to sit with people? Because the more you're going to sit with people, the more harm it's going to cause to you. You become more away and away from Zakar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no kind of harm can harm him. Yet he said, I love to be alone. Why did he love to live alone? When you're going to madrasa, you must be alone. When you're going to the bazaar, you must be alone. Alone means whatever work you do and come out from there. What is there you meet some friends and begin to talk and all the rest of it too? What is the reason for that? In a masjid, you're supposed to be alone. Kiska mehman hai aap? See, this is what you have to understand. Whose mehman you are? Who are you answerable to? Who are you? Anywhere you go, who are you? In offices too, who are you? Doctors, as a Thani Rahmatullah Ali, goes to Piran Sahib at the hospital too. But the way he's sitting, you apna kaam kar rahe ho. You're doing your work. You understand? This is the condition we all have to have in us. Jab tak woh cheez apne andar na aaye, woh maza nahi aayega. We're not looking for maza. Woh maza khud aa jayega. And when you begin to get experience of condition, then you come to realize how much you appreciate the thing. But because we're not experiencing those conditions, that's why you're not experiencing, appreciating it. Only one time you get that condition, one time too. They say one time you don't know what is your condition. What happens to you? Then you want to go like, you know, a person today, you hear of death. Everyone frightened of death. Are you, what are you talking? When this condition comes into you, you won't lie there, you want to die there. People quite talking of frightening for death. The condition comes, you can come back to mulaqat kandu. When the dilemma, I will get your mulaqat. Why did Nabi Karim to me to go short to mulaqat? Ya Allah, I will make short, I will short to meet your mulaqat. That condition comes into a person that I want to make your mulaqat, I'm waiting. Then death becomes part of him. Death becomes part of. Then the death becomes part of him, like Allah. Then the dunya doesn't become part of you at all. Dunya becomes no part of it. You are staying in dunya because Allah brought you this dunya for a reason. You stay in dunya, but you're not in dunya. You make sure you fulfill everyone's rights. You fulfill the right of a child, you fulfill the right of a servant, you fulfill the right of a worker, you fulfill everyone's rights. But you're not in dunya. You're not in dunya. And the more you become more close to Allah Ta'ala, the more you begin to fulfill other people's rights. I must not, because who? Who is ka ahel hai? Everyone belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Everyone belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So you make sure that you overgo your rights, but you make sure you fulfill everyone's rights. No. So this is what is most important. That all the time, You have Allah Ta'ala in front of you. What are you talking? Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali should never stretch his feet at all. So many times they tested him, they saw him, they said, what is the reason you don't stretch your feet? He said, kya Mola ke saamne banda prepare. In front of your Mola can you stretch your feet? Does not mean now you all, you don't have that condition, even in Hal that time. You can't do that, right? His heart was of that time, his heart was of that time. The condition becomes like that. Everything that you become like that now, yet how I must keep Allah happy, that relationship with Allah becomes so strong, I must not hurt him. You know how the father, the child, I must not, my father is doing everything for me. He's giving the best of everything. Everything I ask for, he just give it to me, son, they've got it. And the son says that now my father has given everything to me, now I must make sure I must keep him happy now. Anything now crosses his mind, he thinks, I must not do anything. He comes to realize what my father don't like, I must not do that. I'm not. My father don't like that. Now if you are so concerned of keeping your father happy, for everything that, you know, because my father is giving me this, you know how, the moment if I don't do it, he'll deprive me of that thing. And you make sure you will keep him happy, then Mona Hakiki, Allah Ta'ala. What is he not doing for us? Look into your stock yourself, your health, look at it. How many people today are so sick, they're in hospital, they can't walk, they can't go to anything. Look at this only, you can't thank Allah for that. People got no eyes, they can't walk, can't see. Allah forgive eyes and all. But why, what's it? This is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. And ni'mat means this much, you use it how he wants you to use it, not them. Just a father gives something to the child, he wants to expect the child to use the correct way, the right way. And the child makes sure, the father says, make sure you use it this way. The child makes sure he extends to it, accepts it. Likewise, Allah, this is my eye I gave you as an amanat. You make sure you use it how I want to use it. Even the ear, the same thing too. Everything you look at, every organ of your body. The ears too, straight away. You think to yourself, the name of Allah Ta'ala, he wants us to use, what to do, how to use it. If you misuse it, what's the position? So every action of yours, you become like this, that when you're doing it, the first thing comes in, is Allah happy or not? Namaz too, you can read namaz. But if Allah is happy with that namaz, you read Quran or say, Allah is happy with that Quran. So everything that we do, we have to link at only one thing. Every ni'mat Allah gave us, we cannot make shukr for that. So the feet also, where are you going? Your mind also, where are you going? Your mind also. That's why it's been said very easily that among people it's very easy to stay. When you are alone in solitude, that's the time you come to know how strong you are in relation to Allah Ta'ala. But there's no one there beside him. There how you behave. And the most important thing at that time is your mind and your heart. You may go to the bazaars and everything, you just walk in the bazaars. Because you walk in the way, in the kurta and walking, you know, people, they'll say, you do this and keep away from this and keep away from that. What people will say. What people will say. You got this, what people will say. They'll walk in like a, walking nicely, everything, making sure they do everything properly. You're making salam to everyone nicely too, mashallah. Because what people will say. The Allah wala will say what Allah will say, not what people will say. They got no people in the heart at all. What Allah will say, I must keep my Mola happy. If Allah Ta'ala keeps the highest pedestal too, you are so happy with Allah Ta'ala. If Allah keeps the lowest pedestal to Allah, you are so happy with Allah. He gives the best of everything in this world, then you are so happy with Allah Ta'ala. And the time he takes away everything away from it, then you are happy with Allah Ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salam. He had everything. What did he not have? The best of children, best of wealth, everything. Shaitan had to tell him, you only think of Allah because of this wealth and health. He did not listen to him. Allah Ta'ala took his children away. Allah Ta'ala took everything away. And even the people abandoned him, threw him out. With all that, when Rahmat alayhi salam told him, his wife, how long you carry on like this? He said, how long did Allah give her the ni'mat? So many years it can be. Never thought that, Ya Allah, you took my ni'mat away, I'll forget you. Na'udhu billah. That's what we do today. As long as Allah Ta'ala gives us everything of the best in this world, we'll make Allah Allah. And Allah forbid if Allah takes away everything of yours away, you forget Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't think he was a beggar. Don't think the Nabis were beggars. Don't think the awliya were beggars. They lived like the beggars. They had the best of everything. Because they were examples to show the whole world. They were examples to show the world. That we are not only for this group, we grow for everyone. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived the highest, we could live. That one sahaba, one person came to Ya Rasulullah, I make dua that I must become a rich person. Nabi comes and says, you live like how I live. One day I eat, one day I don't eat. If he wanted the mountain of gold, the mountain to follow him, he would have followed Nabi Kanshallah. What if the mountain followed him? What he could not get? He wore the most expensive clothing too. To just advise to tell you this much, that when we do something, what our people will say, and when we are supposed, what we supposed to do is what Allah Ta'ala wants to say. So in every condition, one has to know, and that only can come into us in humility. That only can come into us when humility, humbleness is very important. مَنْ تَوَعَدُوا لِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. If anything happened, for Nabi Karim himself, the greatest thing was his tawadu. His greatest quality with all others is tawadu. Tolerance was there all the time. Tolerance, a very great quality, tolerance. But tawadu, tolerance can only come when you got tawadu in you. Just imagine that you asked him, I will not allow you to leave this place till you give me my money. Can this incident can happen today? What will happen to a person? When you tell a Muslim today, you know you're owing me money for 1 year now, I won't allow you to leave till you pay me, what will he do? How will he react? He will react like he did you a favor. But here Nabi Karim saw someone, that person do not allow you to move from here. He did not move. The only time he moved for Salah, I'll be back. When he came back, he had his Fajr Salah day after he came back. He then told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked in the Torah, I looked at all the qualities, what talking of a Nabi was in you. I saw all the qualities. Then one quality I wanted to, I want to see whether you got that quality. And the quality of tolerance. Let not listen to it. We listen to it so many times. We've heard it so many times. Did we bring it in our lives? You know why? We just listen to it. Listen with this, Ya Allah, apni zindagi ban jaise. How you to listen is very important. So he said now that I saw the tolerance that you had in you. That you know you forego all your things, this is make sure you told me I'm not going to move you till I get the money. He said, I saw that quality in you now. I have forgiven you and I brought Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammad. So what was it? Islam was not, a person not became Muslim by seeing namaz. Reading the mosque, no one became Muslim coming to the mosque to be. Namaz is here, that person going up and down, what he knows what this is. He doesn't know the value of namaz. He said, this person up and down. The quality that he saw in you that accepted Islam, and what was it? That, Ya Allah, look at this person. What a great person. And yet that person told the Nabi Karim, I will not allow you to move from the Hadith. Umar was there that time. And Hadith Umar told him, we want to take the sword out. Hey Umar, be careful. He's got the right to talk there. You got that? Now why are we listening to all these incidents? For what did Nabi Karim say? What the reason? So that those qualities are coming to us. My Hazraji, that person come there, he wants a shoe. So Hazrat wakes up from there, instead of showing Hazrat the shoes, Hazrat had to pick one shoe. Is this your shoe? Is this your shoe? Then one ustad said, what's wrong with you? Why can't you show your shoes to Hazrat at least? But not a word. Now the reason for this thing to be spoken all the time, these are the qualities which we are supposed to have in us. Which allow next person to come in, accept Islam. To accept Islam. To accept Islam, we have to become of that kind. The revolution that took place in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the quality Nabi had, that when they look at Nabi Karim, just looking at him, a revolution took place in the mind. So that was Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That 1 minute they look at it, eternity. That is someone else. But we can also do the same as we become. My husband told me one day, I was sitting down there, alone. He's a Hindu, but he's a Musalman. He's a Hindu, but he's a Musalman. He cannot expose his identity. But he's a Musalman here. What made him become Muslim? Every day he comes with Hazrat. What for? Money? Only for one thing, the quality that he had in his Telugu. Humility is the thing that most of us, Ibadur Rahman, Yamshun al Rahman, Hona. Until, unless you do not have humility in you, humbleness is this much that is the opposite of what? Pride. Opposite of humility is pride. You ask yourself, who haven't got pride today? If your worker has to tell you something, even if you are right to, because of pride, if you are wrong, you are wrong. Because of pride, you say you are right. Because of pride. If your wife even leave in a worker, your wife will tell you, or someone who is younger than you tell you something, and you know you are wrong, and you tell you did wrong, you will never say you accept it. Will you accept it? Why don't you accept it? Why don't you accept it? Why? The reason is for the pride. Yet Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one person was riding a bicycle very fast. So he told the child, he told the child, why are you riding this bicycle fast? You fall. He said, if I fall, nothing, but if you do something wrong, the whole world will fall. He said, what a lesson he learned from that. You want to learn a lesson, you can learn a lesson from even a small child too. Even a non-Muslim too. Look at the tawadu, the humility that Imam Hanifa rahimahullah had, that one person did not know whether, you know, when a dog reaches the age of puberty. But just because that person was a non-Muslim and gave him the answer, he respected him so much that there's no ustad. When a person who saw the ustad of that kind, how much respect for other ustad with the Quran and Hadith? When these qualities come into you, humility. Today, someday you are like this, you like that. Instead of saying, I'm a sepi, but come. I mean, worse than that. When great Christians were there, when saints, when they, someone tell them, no, Hazrat, you are like this, he said, no, you think that it's too little, I'm worse than that. So this is what we are now at the moment. The reason why we are not progressing is our relation with Allah Ta'ala, how we're supposed to be, is not that. How we're supposed to be. You know, we are on occasions, we keep ourselves, occasions. Now we're on occasion now. You know, in any occasion. Now in one occasion behind, will remain very, very good. Will keep away, but you not know that you're kept, you thank Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you kept me away from all kind of sins. Allah Ta'ala brought you in here, Allah Ta'ala kept you away from all kind of sins. Oh Allah, let me see, when I go outside, I must keep away from sins. That is the husbati. So when we go to occasions, according to occasion we do, that is not Islam. That is not Islam. The person who takes the road to suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala, is only one way. Is only one. You know what to do. Once you've taken the road to suluk, that not mean you must divorce the world. But now the world must be under you, not you do. But because your intention only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. That is why when a person came to want to visit the masjid, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala did not know who he was. So he asked a person, what do you think of this person? First he made an announcement, he asked one person. See, he said, what made you say he's a good person? He said, because he's in the mosque. He made a mistake. Big mistake you made. How can you make a person come to the mosque of a good person? Did you stay with him? You are dealing with him. He's your neighbor. In other words, teaching us how you make out a person. That he came to the masjid, won't happen. That is his intention. But when you make a deal with a person, come to know whether he keeps his word. Today the Muslim doesn't keep the word. The only people who are causing more harm is the Muslims. They do not keep the word. Yet you see that person come to the masjid, reading namaz, sit in the front row, crying everything, but he making others outside cry. He cried to masjid, but he making others outside cry. Yet you see him in this condition that mashallah is going to be beard. What up? He jaga apa? He's not trying to point a finger. Look into our own life. But just trying to tell you that how important it is and who you are. You do not make up the masjid. The only reason is this much, that is because of pride. Because of everything runs to pride. I must not be told anything. I must not be told. I must be given everything. I must not be told anything. So Hazrat he just picks up the shoe. Mawlana Shaykh Gongohi rahmatullah alayhi. What a great buzruk. He was a person that, you know, one day in Makkah Sharif somewhere, someone told him, Hazrat, there is one person, you know, he went to one buzruk, and that person had something wrong in his heart. So he told that buzruk, told him that, you know, you got something in your heart is not right, the sawur or something. He said, not right. So he kept quiet and told that buzruk, you know what, yeah, this is the reason why, and I only use that to make sukoon my heart. I bring that in my heart to make sukoon. Guna ko, dil mein lagaya, sukoon ke liye. You cannot use guna for any benefit. Rahmatullah, did not answer. When he said a few times, he said, ito kuch bhi nahi. Ito kuch bhi nahi. He says, Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh is in India to Makkah Sharif, and I am in Hindustan. 1 year, I have done nothing without his mashura. To make mashura of the Shaykh, what way his heart is going to? What kind of heart that is? He says, leave that. Alhamdulillah. For 1 year now, I have done nothing without mashura of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of heart that must have to make mashur of that to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That kind of person, yet he says in the majlis, that kabhi bhi kisi par aitmaad na kar. Do not have trust on anyone. Who can say that only person can say that we have trust on Allah. He is trying to implement in us that condition that you must have only trust on Allah. If you have trust in Allah, that is the only thing wanted. This is our weakness today. We do not trust in Allah. When you're going through any difficulty, it's not difficult, it's a neighbor to Allah. But I have trust in Allah. Allah will decide when, what to do, and when, how to do it. Now you want it your way. Leave their way all the time away. And have this one way. What he does for me is the best for me. Everyone I say, come to me. If you come to Mawlana, I'm going to be parashan. You parashan, but this happening to me. Why? Because why? You want it how you want it. When the time will come, you say, Ya Allah, whatever you do for me, that's best. Yeah, make dua. No one stops making dua. Allah Ta'ala can change anything. But make dua. But why make yourself to bring about that condition in you that you become so depressed? So many people have noticed, you know, Mawlana, what to do, you know, got three daughters at home, nothing happening. I say, what's happening? What's happening? You mean the children become burdened now? What's happening? It'll happen when he wants it to happen. Yeah, the only one thing I always tell you, the mothers, please do not curse your children. Do not curse them. Many a time that what the mothers do is when there's a misunderstanding in the mother, the children, they begin to curse, you'll never get married. You'll never get married. They not realizing that may be an acceptance, the time of acceptance. That is how important it is to be careful to speak. How important. Like people, you know, they harm the mother speak out of turn, in anger, not realizing that cursing the child, that curse is very bad. If I'm not mistaken, Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned on this point. He said, many a time you speak something like that, a time of acceptance, Allah accepted what happened thereafter. Then the mothers and fathers are crying. In every field, not only one field, a pocket of every field. So the Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, and what did you say? He said, "Main qasam karta hoon main Hindi se bhi padhta hoon. I am more than peace." And yet we all know how great he was. I was trying to show you how great he was, but he never looked as great, because you think he is great, but he got it the way he is reaching, he never reached that. Because the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. This is what we try to say. There's no, the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. The person who says, "I reach Allah," is never reached, no way reached. The road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. All the time you're going further and further and further, but you go very far. That person who seen I reached Allah Ta'ala, he got pride in you. That means you got, that one shaitan did. The quality of shaitan only decided that when the time was told that the person who goes in the name of Allah, he never crossed his heart. He said, "Me, I may not be bothered." He relied on his ibadat. He was in the arif nahi the wo. You are not arif. You are the abid. Allah does not do that. That's why there is an arif. Furakat namaz is what more than person in so much ibadat. Because his namaz is somebody else. Mahazir to say, "Wo arsh par hai, tum to farsh par." Kya usse bhi zyada, Mahazir to say. Mahazir to tell that, "Wo arsh par hai." They may be sitting next to you, لیکن وہ تو عرش پر یا عرش پر یا عرش سے زیادہ بٹ یو آر فرش پر ہے سو واٹ آر وی لیکنگ ٹو ڈے واٹس اے لیکنگ دا لیکنگ از اے مین بٹ توازن 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 اف سم ون ٹیلز سم تھنگ اف یو گاٹ نو اف یو گاٹ توازن ان یو یو ول میک سلام وتھ ایوری ون یو میک سلام وتھ ایوری ون اف اے اسمال چائلڈ السلام علیکم. If that child, if the person is not wearing good clothing too, you may salam to him too. You'll be surprised sometimes a person wearing nice clothing, good clothing, modern clothing, but he may salam because surprised, "Hey, how nice he's making salam to me." Why? Because no tawazu. Tawazu is something that you know what, that's why you know when you go somewhere to work to, you go and buy some things with that person speaks out of turn to you. Why you get infected? Look at that person, how bad he spoke to me. The effect is that you think this is a small thing, is a very, very big defect. It's a very, very big defect. Now you walk in the bazaar, you went to the cashier, you went to buy something from the shop. That person at the shop, whoever is working there, begins to talk to you harshly. How do you respond? Hey, why are you speaking to me like that? Don't you know? In other words, I'm someone. Why are you speaking to me like that? Anything, I'm just giving examples. These examples I'm giving because it's happening every day. That means you've got no tawazu in you. So one side you got tasbih on, one side you got ghalibatan. You got a tasbih on, reminder, but with a reminder then. Until unless this quality don't come into you, that's the true tawadu, that I am nothing. If this person told me something, I deserve worse than this. I deserve worse. This is how you're supposed to take it. If someone said the worst thing to, I deserve this. I always give this example. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, it was him. Some other buzuk. He was walking towards Eidgah. You know, white clothing, a white clothing, white clothing. From the, what, I don't know which floor, that someone threw ashes on him. Now, if someone threw ashes on you, throw anything, even one fall, something fall on you, what would you and I do? Look that person, who that person is. Why? Because you got new intiqam. Intiqam. Revenge. Nabi Karim never took revenge. Yusuf Allah Nabi Salaam did not take revenge. We look on top of who that person throws that thing. I'm giving example because that's how we're going to be faced with conditions every day of our life. If you cannot make Islam, then what Islam will make? Someone throws something onto you, you can look there. My husband should tell us, agar koi gali de rahe na, when someone says swearing to, don't look that and think a dog is barking. But don't look what that person is. When a dog is barking, you don't even look at the dog, you carry it walking. This is what called Islam is. Then you see, when you talk to people, tawazu, what, then there's something else. When that person threw the ashes on top, he never looked on top at all. Never looked. He made sure he started walking, and what he told me? He said, enough, pray, tell church. It's good. It is good, he threw ashes on you, you fit for fire. You fit for? Why? They always look at themselves, but under which command? I got no command. Get on. So this incident is to show us also, if someone has to swear you, even your wife swears you. I'm giving nothing more better example than that, because that's happening every day. You expecting your wife to be very good to you, they must forget that. The day your wife is very good to you, because the moon came out now. The wife is a, my husband to tell her, my wife is a wife that can make your Islam straight, you don't go in your khankato. Because the moment she tells you something out of turn, this is what it is, it's true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they made over a crooked room. It now does mean that it means they're not making straight, they don't straighten it, it will break. What is the meaning of don't straighten, it will break? Because they never stay straight. And Khuda na kare, if you make it straight, you'll break. So whatever they say to you, if you can only control yourself to that extent, that I deserve that. I always tell my friends, my wife, they tell my wife talking like this. And I say, you must think I deserve it because I did too much thing against Allah's commands. I always tell them that. You must say, I deserve it because I did too much against Allah's command. And this is my treatment is right for me. I rather get punished here than punished there. So that's a blessing. That's a blessing. But instead of that, you find, you know, I was surprised yesterday when child came to see me. His father threw him out of the house, Namadan. Threw him out of the house. And the sad part with the father that on him, that was hurting him most. He threw the child of the house, and then the worst sad part of it is an on him. And you must know, in the month of Ramadan, to Gusa. Gusa in the month of Ramadan. They say in the month of Ramadan, you must be so careful that not a day. That's why they say in the month of Sabar, you can keep on eating and drinking, very easy that is. But this Sabar is so important, the month of Sabar. Month of Quran, month of Sabar. That meaning the month of Sabar is so important, it must be so strong in you that anything can happen to you but in the month of Sabar. Husband and wife are fighting whole month Ramadan. I told that person came to me today, why are you doing that day? So what I'm trying to tell you, why this fighting is because of pride. We've been a Israel crowd. This one, I'm not prepared to listen to you. Nothing else. Where it leads to? I don't know, I'm not prepared to listen to you. Why until unless you don't become a lamb, not a lion. Nabi Karizam, they all were shepherds of lambs. That will become so much. Musa alayhi salam was given nubuwwah because of lamb. He made him run so much. So much he made him run. If someone made you run, what will you do? If your child make you run, you get one and slap, give it to a child hiding. You wasted my time with this. Musa alayhi salam had nothing and said, oh, you don't feel pity for me, at least pity for yourself. Would you say that to your child? Why you ran so much, man? You got tired, man. You know what they shame. Hold the child up and say, no, that's the only, because you're angry. Musa was angry. But his anger was somebody else, Nabi that was. But a lesson for all of us. That if a child is chasing you, or whoever it is, your student, whoever it is, make you run and all. And then you hold that today, man. You have pity for me, at least you have pity for yourself. When do you act like when called Tawazu? Tawazu is something which is not supposed to be in our favor. Go ahead, you must be in our life. And the only way Tawazu can make kushna anymore. Make kushna. You don't even put your eyes on the Tawazu, you ibadat too. You make the ibadat as best as possible, you have make kushna here. In the hadith, it mentioned very clearly that a person makes ibadat and say, Ya Allah, I did nothing. Allah, I did nothing. I did nothing, Lala, you made me do it. You made me do it. Then Allah says, no, you did it yourself. Allah says, you did it. But the moment a person says, Lala, I did everything, then Allah says, you did nothing. When will this thought, this thought come into your mind that, Ya Allah, I did nothing, you did everything, is when you have tawadu. We do not know the value of tawadu, how important tawadu is. Humility is very important, how important it is. And this thing, tawadu, does not just come like that. When you have been tested, Maharaj should tell us, it's very easy to say, may go test me, Batal. Very easy. But take one poor dog, a dirty dog, and throw on him. They throw on you. Then you see what you are, what color you are. So do not claim anything. Become like that. Claiming does not do anything to you good. Become that. That's the most important thing. That's why one person, he came to Rul Hazim, Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, Hazrat Hazim Dadullah said, he's showing me. A person who got the true call, he won't tell anyone, no, besides Allah. What is showing for? The true quality you've got in you, you don't go show off to everyone. What does it do? So when you sit in a company of pious people, they only come to know of your sicknesses. Your sicknesses, you only come. Until then, and remember one thing, when a time will become tawadu in you, then you know when someone prays, you say, Ya Allah, you stay with me, bear my witness, I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that praise. If I'm not mistaken, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone praised him, he said, Ya Allah, or someone said, Ya Allah, bear witness, I'm not happy with what he's saying. I'm not happy. These are the things which we have to bring to us. To see someone, mashallah, you get very good talk. I say, what talk? Did you appreciate it when you attended? When anyone say me, alhamdulillah, it was a very nice talk, I say, what did you learn from them? What did you learn from them? If it really made a difference in your life, if it did not make a difference in your life, what did it? To go out, to invite people, others, is very good, very important. The sunnah of Nabi Karim. But first of all, look into your life and how you are doing, then the effect will take place. If you're not right, your house is not right, you go outside. Your house must be right, then you go outside, the effect take place. That is why you see, the work is so great, but the effect is very little. Why? Because we're not putting ourselves right before God. We have to put ourselves right too. The khankas also want the same too. Khankas before, it was so perfect in this way, when a person comes to the khanka, he just has to mind his own business. Even if you see one, she fell and fall down or something, one hanky fall down, you don't have, you mind your own business. No one told him whatever that was. To bring that condition into you that when you go outside, you can't even take it. So before what was happening, and now what's happening, very big difference. Before the thing which would happen, how the work should carry on. And now, it's a big difference. So the work is very great. It's mikyaka. The khanka the same too. Mahadaji, aaj khanka ne khamukha hai. Khamukha. Because there are so much conditions. Now everyone coming this one. It's a langar khana ban jata. Langar khana ban jata. You know what's langar khana? Food, eating only. They didn't want your food. They didn't want your food. They worry about the soul food. The food of the soul. Khana nahi mein koi baat. I know, Hazrat, one day one person came to the house, the khan ka. Deliberately they delayed the food. Deliberately. And came to that man was so angry. What you learn and came to? What you learn and came? If you got angry here, when you go home and wife will delay the food, what will happen to her? What will happen to her? So this is what is the thing, this matter. This only can come into the tawadu. You don't tawadu man tawadu rabbunallah. Man tawadu lillah, then Allah can raise you. Until unless you don't get this quality to us, we can do whatever you want. How you get this tawadu, you know, logo se kam milo. Logo se, meet, now, let me go to this bride, that bride. Let it be dry. What are you going to do with them? Think of the time you'll be wasted there. Think of the time. If you know, go and meet for 5 minutes, then they say you go to Walima, you don't have to eat there. Again, kissing Musalman can do a ball body cheese. You went there, you did not eat there, but you kept him happy, the man was there. So if you go in there, I'm not saying don't go to the bride, although it's very, very sad in the month of Ramadan. You have to appreciate every second, you have time to go to the bride. What do you do? If you take stock of the time that you wasted there, how much the Quran was there, how much zikr made. Because why Allah Ta'ala gave us a month of Ramadan to did whatever you can achieve, achieve. But we not showing Allah Ta'ala that we are greedy for it. Why I'm telling you this Quran, Allah, this Quran, you don't know this Quran, the same Quran inshaAllah in the qabr, it will become a seal for you. It will protect you, intercede for you. The more you look after your fast, the more you look after this Quran, read the Quran as much as possible. Why? It keeps away from every wrong. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah said, one Quran daytime, one Quran nighttime, what the meaning of that? I'm not saying read one Quran, but it grows as the Quran that only talking about Allah. Then Allah says, you can't, don't read Quran, sleep, but don't talk. Zuban ki hifadat ko. Zuban ki hifadat. You protect your tongue. At home you must protect your tongue. They say you don't come too much near the wife to too much too. Because too much one, then the tabla starts. Then the odd tangle. So if we bring about a condition us that our life is tawadu, tawadu. One huzur, when he goes to the house, his wife was a terror. Wife was a terror, but he was a man. He was a man. Real man. Smiling in his face, don't even show what is going in the house. Not even showing outside, I'm going to disturb him. But whenever he goes to the house, he enters by the door, he stops there. And nafs se baat karte. Nafs. Now you're going to see what will happen. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. It's really nafs. You're going to get it. Now he prepared himself. Assalamu alaikum. If she started nonsense, he said, nothing not to get it. I told you you don't get it. Just keep quiet about it. So every day you should do the same. Sometimes she comes. He said, you're going to get it. Because of this. Nothing happens. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's happening. Alhamdulillah. Not happening. Alhamdulillah. It's coming from you. This is what you call tawazu. This is what you call tawazu. If you can't do these things and you read namaz, what do you use reading namaz and you hurt your wife? She's crying one side and you cry in a mosque one side. Kisi ka dil rakhna khuda ke liye badi cheez hai. To keep the heart for the sake of Allah is a very big thing. Allah. I mentioned to you the other day too. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Miraj time. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Abu Rizal asked, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, what did he say? What the Allah ta'ala and you spoke in between, what you spoke? Let me know that. When Aisha said that, I will first ask, Rahmat ka josh is for him. The Rahmat Allah's verse is so strong, to Aisha, ask whatever you want. She said, let me go ask my father first. She went ask the father. The father to what he chose to. He said, ask Allah ta'ala, alone in the miraj between you and Allah, what you spoke, give me that. Give one of that. I'm repeating this thing. It's so important. You don't know how important it is. You do not know how important it is. It's very important to say the dil matoro. Do not break someone's heart. You can say whatever you want to your wife. You can say whatever to people. What things will come to mind? Just say you hurt that person. That person can't speak to what you were told him to, what he was hurt him to. And then you read namaz to. So he says, Aisha, tell Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said also that whatever he says, my friend, tell to me again the same thing. Then when she went and told Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is what he said, asking that when you went to Miraj, that closest you had was secret Nabi Karim, Allah Ta'ala, tell us what you saw, what was spoken there. Nabi Karim smiled. He said, my yar, you know what he chose to. What he chose to. My friend, what he chose. He told him that one of the things that is, if two hearts are broken, if you mend them together for the sake of Allah, then Allah and Yaf Qayamat, Baghir Hisab Yu Jannah. Baghir Hisab? As Abu Bakr Siddiq was crying. Oh Father, you're crying, man, what a good thing is this. Say, you are looking at that line, I'm looking at another line. Look at the reverse of it now. Look at that. This is what we have to look at. Look where the nazar goes to. Look at the reverse of it. That if you break someone's heart, where will we going to? They are both there. Jahannam. Allah Mahiba. Yet we are hurting people every way we hurt people. Bring this quality into us. Bring this quality to us. And the only way you can get this quality in us is that when you keep away from people. Meet people when it's necessary. Others don't meet. Even at home, they say, you know, when you go home or you stay too long at home, then definitely it's a problem. You do your work, they take their work. I know a doctor, you know. Allah must give Jannat. 15 days he works, 15 days in the house. that put me in the hell of hell. So when he came to see me, I said, look, why don't you put your bed in the surgery? You sleep there all day, but don't come in front of the grave. They don't want, they want to do their own work. Now when you come in the grave, what is going to happen? They will have to go to the highway there. This is what it is. This is what we are. So bring tawazu in the tawazu man tawazu lillah. Only for Allah's sake, not that people must praise you, you got tawazu. Only if people have tawazu, then people must praise you. Now look how low I am. But that's Allah in you, between you and Allah that is there. Tawazu, Allah ta'ala sake, I'm in tawazu. Oh Allah, I am nothing. In reality, I'm nothing. So this quality must come into us. And the more you bring this quality into us, this is the, and every moment you must have tawazu. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلام. That person who got that humility in him, a person, a jahil, ignorant person who speak to him, he will say assalamu alaikum. Because he got tawadu in him, he's not going to fight with him. You won't fight with him. You won't win him. Allah Ta'ala says, when a person, ignorant person means any, ignorant does not mean he got knowledge but thought stupid sometimes, out of turn and all that. Then too, assalamu alaikum. Do not get into any kind of arguments. وَإِذَا خَاطَبُمْ جَاهِمْ قَالُوا سَلَامُ. This is what they say. My dua is Allah Ta'ala mahan sabku ispul aman kan tawfiq nasib. Wa akhul ta'a alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ladhiya. Wa la aqibatul muntaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu alaikum. Allahumma inna la adikrika wa shukrika wa husnayika. اللهم نزل بالصحة والعفة ولما حسن الخلق والرضا والقبل فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم ورحمة الله صلى الله تعالى برحمتك يا رب.